There is a bit of history on my side, too. So when I was a kid, I thought, what is that, Adams and Central Ave? Is it Adams?
Oh, yeah.
I guess we call it Little Puerto Rico. That was our beach growing up. We couldn't get too far, man. Finances weren't right. We couldn't get to Jersey. So we'd often go, and I was one of those youth swimming in that water. Yeah. And it was amazing for me when I never made that connection. What? This is in my backyard now? You know, so it just brought back so much nostalgia. Still does. When we take our walks, and this is my childhood. So that was a good kind of bonus to moving into the area. Like, I got a beach in my backyard? No. Olney's always been an escape for me. I had family in the area. Not that this was, you know, a rich neighborhood at one point, but coming from the 1-9-1-3-3, you know, just driving an extra 5-6 minutes to Olney to visit family or to visit friends, it just felt like a whole different world. It felt more peaceful. Growing up, modern Cambria, where I did, you know, it was sent at Bloque de Oro, 5th Street, 5th and Lehigh, York and Dolphin. That was our spot where we, you know, we went shopping all the time. Or we came to this side, you know, it was a lot more, the faces were different. I had an aunt that lived on 2nd and Duncannon, another one that lived 5th and Duncannon. So everything was different. There was a different vibe. I never, as a young kid, I didn't understand it. But the businesses, the people looked different. There was a majority Cambodian at the time. And it just felt like, I can't even explain it. But I'm like, man, there is a world outside of what I know.